Welcome back to Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. Today, we're diving into a skill set that isn't just valuable, it's essential in navigating a constantly evolving world. We're talking about creative skills, the ability to think differently, solve problems innovatively, and adapt to new challenges with fresh ideas. Creativity is often misunderstood as something reserved for artists, musicians, or designers. But in reality, every profession, every industry, and every classroom benefits from creative thinking. Whether you're solving a logistical issue, rethinking a lesson plan, or brainstorming new ways to engage students, creativity is what allows you to see beyond limitations and imagine new possibilities. For Generation Z teachers, creativity is even more crucial. Today's educators are guiding students through an era of rapid technological advancements, global interconnectedness, and shifting societal expectations. Teaching is no longer just about delivering content, it's about helping students develop the skills to think critically, solve problems creatively, and adapt to a future that we can't yet predict. In this episode, we will give you a short overview about 8 skills which we consider the important creative skills. After this, you will receive more information about each of these skills, why they are important for Gen Z teachers, and which challenges you might experience.
So, what does creativity in teaching really look like? It starts with creative thinking, the ability to approach challenges from different angles and find innovative solutions. It's about recognizing patterns and connections that others might miss and using that insight to reshape ideas and methods in new ways. Creativity isn't about ignoring structure. It's about expanding what's possible within it. Then there's innovation, which takes creative thinking a step further. Innovation isn't just about coming up with ideas, it's about turning them into something real. It's applying creative insights to improve teaching strategies, introduce new technologies into the classroom, or rethink traditional educational models. Whether it's integrating AI-driven learning tools, experimenting with new classroom layouts, or designing interactive lessons that break away from traditional textbooks, innovation is what keeps education dynamic and relevant to the modern world. But creativity isn't just about wild ideas and out-of-the-box thinking, it also requires analytical skills and logical thinking. Teachers must be able to assess situations critically, evaluate the effectiveness of new methods, and identify the most impactful strategies. Creativity and logic are not opposites. In fact, they work together to turn imaginative ideas into practical solutions. Another key driver of creativity is curiosity. The most innovative teachers and professionals are those who are constantly asking questions, exploring new ideas, and seeking to understand more about the world around them. Curiosity pushes educators to step outside of their comfort zones, to try new teaching techniques, experiment with digital tools, and engage with students in ways that feel fresh and exciting.
But creativity doesn't happen in isolation, it thrives on open-mindedness and collaboration. The ability to listen to new perspectives, consider different viewpoints, and remain adaptable is what allows teachers to continuously refine their approach. Whether it's learning from fellow educators, engaging with students' unique ideas, or incorporating cultural and technological influences into teaching, open-mindedness expands the possibilities of what education can be. One of the most effective ways to spark creative thinking is through brainstorming, a technique that encourages free-flowing, uninhibited idea generation. In teaching, brainstorming can take many forms. Collaborating with students to shape lesson plans, working with colleagues to develop interdisciplinary projects, or gathering input from the community to make learning more connected to real-world experiences. The key to successful brainstorming is letting ideas flow without judgment, allowing creativity to emerge without immediately dismissing possibilities. Another important aspect of creativity is networking. Creativity flourishes when ideas are shared, discussed, and expanded upon through collaborative interactions. Educators who connect with peers, industry professionals, and global networks gain exposure to new teaching methodologies, emerging trends, and fresh perspectives. The more diverse the network, the greater the opportunities for creative inspiration.
For Generation Z teachers, whether they come from baby boomers, Generation X, or millennials, creative skills are a necessity, not an option. These educators have witnessed major technological advancements, societal shifts, and changes in workplace dynamics. As a result, they bring adaptability and technological versatility to their teaching, while also facing the challenge of bridging the digital gap with their students. But what makes creative skills so essential for this generation of teachers? First, the workplace is evolving rapidly, and education must evolve with it. Students need to be equipped with problem-solving abilities, digital proficiency, and adaptability, all of which stem from creative learning environments. If teachers themselves aren't fostering creativity, how can they expect students to develop it? Technology is also transforming the way education works. Today's teachers must be comfortable integrating digital tools, online resources, and emerging technologies into their lessons. The ability to continuously learn, adapt, and experiment with new approaches ensures that education remains relevant and engaging for students who have grown up in a digital-first world. Beyond technology, global awareness and cultural diversity are more important than ever. Teachers who embrace creativity, curiosity, and open-mindedness create classrooms that celebrate different perspectives and encourage cross-cultural collaboration. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, students need to develop global competencies, and creative teaching plays a huge role in making that happen.
Creativity also fuels entrepreneurial thinking, not just for students, but for teachers as well. The ability to think outside the box, explore new ideas, and take calculated risks is what drives educators to develop new curricula, launch innovative projects, or even start educational initiatives beyond the classroom. And of course, creativity has a huge social impact. The world faces complex challenges: climate change, inequality, political division, and today's students need to be problem solvers who can think critically and generate new solutions. Teachers who encourage creativity, innovation, and problem-solving mindsets are helping shape the next generation of leaders who will tackle global issues in meaningful ways. So, what does all of this mean for teachers today? It means embracing creativity not just as a skill, but as a mindset. It means being willing to experiment, to fail, to try again, and to constantly evolve. Creativity isn't about having all the answers, it's about being willing to explore new possibilities and inspire students to do the same.
Creativity is often misunderstood as something reserved for artists, musicians, or designers. But in reality, every profession, every industry, and every classroom benefits from creative thinking. Whether you're solving a logistical issue, rethinking a lesson plan, or brainstorming new ways to engage students, creativity is what allows you to see beyond limitations and imagine new possibilities. For Generation Z teachers, creativity is even more crucial. Today's educators are guiding students through an era of rapid technological advancements, global interconnectedness, and shifting societal expectations. Teaching is no longer just about delivering content, it's about helping students develop the skills to think critically, solve problems creatively, and adapt to a future that we can't yet predict. In this episode, we will give you a short overview about 8 skills which we consider the important creative skills. After this, you will receive more information about each of these skills, why they are important for Gen Z teachers, and which challenges you might experience. So, what does creativity in teaching really look like? It starts with creative thinking, the ability to approach challenges from different angles and find innovative solutions. It's about recognizing patterns and connections that others might miss and using that insight to reshape ideas and methods in new ways. Creativity isn't about ignoring structure, it's about expanding what's possible within it. Then there's innovation, which takes creative thinking a step further. Innovation isn't just about coming up with ideas, it's about turning them into something real. It's applying creative insights to improve teaching strategies, introduce new technologies into the classroom, or rethink traditional educational models. Whether it's integrating AI-driven learning tools, experimenting with new classroom layouts, or designing interactive lessons that break away from traditional textbooks, innovation is what keeps education dynamic and relevant to the modern world.
But creativity isn't just about wild ideas and out-of-the-box thinking, it also requires analytical skills and logical thinking. Teachers must be able to assess situations critically, evaluate the effectiveness of new methods, and identify the most impactful strategies. Creativity and logic are not opposites. In fact, they work together to turn imaginative ideas into practical solutions. Another key driver of creativity is curiosity. The most innovative teachers and professionals are those who are constantly asking questions, exploring new ideas, and seeking to understand more about the world around them. Curiosity pushes educators to step outside of their comfort zones, to try new teaching techniques, experiment with digital tools, and engage with students in ways that feel fresh and exciting. But creativity doesn't happen in isolation, it thrives on open-mindedness and collaboration. The ability to listen to new perspectives, consider different viewpoints, and remain adaptable is what allows teachers to continuously refine their approach. Whether it's learning from fellow educators, engaging with students' unique ideas, or incorporating cultural and technological influences into teaching, open-mindedness expands the possibilities of what education can be. One of the most effective ways to spark creative thinking is through brainstorming, a technique that encourages free-flowing, uninhibited idea generation. In teaching, brainstorming can take many forms: collaborating with students to shape lesson plans, working with colleagues to develop interdisciplinary projects, or gathering input from the community to make learning more connected to real-world experiences. The key to successful brainstorming is letting ideas flow without judgment, allowing creativity to emerge without immediately dismissing possibilities. Another important aspect of creativity is networking. Creativity flourishes when ideas are shared, discussed, and expanded upon through collaborative interactions. Educators who connect with peers, industry professionals, and global networks gain exposure to new teaching methodologies, emerging trends, and fresh perspectives. The more diverse the network, the greater the opportunities for creative inspiration.
For Generation Z teachers, whether they come from baby boomers, Generation X, or millennials, creative skills are a necessity, not an option. These educators have witnessed major technological advancements, societal shifts, and changes in workplace dynamics. As a result, they bring adaptability and technological versatility to their teaching, while also facing the challenge of bridging the digital gap with their students. But what makes creative skills so essential for this generation of teachers? First, the workplace is evolving rapidly, and education must evolve with it. Students need to be equipped with problem-solving abilities, digital proficiency, and adaptability, all of which stem from creative learning environments. If teachers themselves aren't fostering creativity, how can they expect students to develop it? Technology is also transforming the way education works. Today's teachers must be comfortable integrating digital tools, online resources, and emerging technologies into their lessons. The ability to continuously learn, adapt, an experiment with new approaches ensures that education remains relevant and engaging for students who have grown up in a digital-first world. Beyond technology, global awareness and cultural diversity are more important than ever. Teachers who embrace creativity, curiosity, and open-mindedness create classrooms that celebrate different perspectives and encourage cross-cultural collaboration. In a world that is increasingly interconnected, students need to develop global competencies, and creative teaching plays a huge role in making that happen. Creativity also fuels entrepreneurial thinking, not just for students, but for teachers as well. The ability to think outside the box, explore new ideas, and take calculated risks is what drives educators to develop new curricula, launch innovative projects, or even start educational initiatives beyond the classroom. And of course, creativity has a huge social impact. The world faces complex challenges: climate change, inequality, political division, and today students need to be problem solvers who can think critically and generate new solutions. Teachers who encourage creativity, innovation, and problem-solving mindsets are helping shape the next generation of leaders who will tackle global issues in meaningful ways. So, what does all of this mean for teachers today? It means embracing creativity not just as a skill, but as a mindset. It means being willing to experiment, to fail, to try again, and to constantly evolve. Creativity isn't about having all the answers, it's about being willing to explore new possibilities and inspire students to do the same.
Now let's turn to a skill that fuels innovation, drives progress, and helps us navigate an ever-changing world: creative thinking. When we hear the word creativity, we often associate it with the arts, painting, music, film, or literature. But creative thinking extends far beyond artistic expression. It's the ability to approach problems in new ways, challenge conventional ideas, and develop innovative solutions. Whether it's shaping the future of education, tackling global challenges, or advancing in a career, creative thinking isn't just useful, it's essential. For Gen Z teachers, fostering creative thinking in their students isn't just about preparing them for exams, it's about preparing them for life. Today's learners will enter a world filled with challenges that don't have clear-cut solutions. They will need to think on their feet, adapt to new circumstances, and come up with ideas that push beyond traditional frameworks. As educators, the ability to teach and model creative thinking will define how effectively students can navigate the future. But what exactly does creative thinking look like in practice? At its core, creative thinking is about problem-solving and innovation. The world faces complex issues: climate change, social inequality, technological disruption, and solutions won't come from following the same patterns of the past. Those who think creatively are the ones who will pioneer new technologies, redefine industries, and build solutions that don't yet exist. Encouraging students to ask "what if" and explore possibilities beyond the obvious fosters a mindset of innovation rather than limitation. Beyond problem solving, creative thinking is a catalyst for career advancement. Employers today don't just want workers who can follow instructions, they seek individuals who can think critically, generate fresh ideas, and adapt to change. In a competitive job market, creative thinking sets candidates apart by allowing them to approach challenges with originality and confidence. It's a skill that transforms workplaces by fostering innovation and driving organizations forward. But creativity isn't just about work, it's also about personal fulfillment. Engaging in creative activities, whether through music, writing, film, or digital media, provides a sense of joy and purpose. It allows people to express their identity, explore their interests, and push the boundaries of what they think is possible. Creativity isn't just about output, it's about discovery, about learning who we are and what we can contribute to the world. And beyond personal growth, creative thinking has the power to create social impact. Some of the biggest movements in history were driven by innovative thinkers, people who challenged norms, reimagined possibilities, and inspired change. Whether it's through activism, education, or technology, those who think creatively have the ability to mobilize communities, influence policies, and shape the future.
But while creative thinking has incredible benefits, it doesn't always come easily. There are barriers that can suppress creativity, especially in educational settings. One of the biggest challenges is the fear of failure. Many students hesitate to take risks because they are afraid of being wrong or facing criticism. But true creativity thrives when failure is seen as part of the learning process. The most successful innovators didn't succeed because they got everything right the first time, they succeeded because they kept experimenting, learning, and adapting. Another major obstacle is digital distraction. With constant notifications, endless scrolling, and immediate access to entertainment, deep thinking and creative reflection often take a backseat. Creativity requires time, focus, and mental space, things that are becoming increasingly difficult to find in a world of instant gratification. There's also the pressure to conform. In an era of social media validation, many students feel compelled to fit within trends and expectations, rather than explore ideas that might set them apart. Creativity requires the courage to break away from the crowd, to embrace individuality, and to explore uncharted ideas. And of course, information overload can also stifle creativity. With so much content available at all times, it's easy to consume rather than create. The challenge is to filter out the noise, focus on meaningful insights, and use information as a tool for inspiration rather than a source of distraction.
So, how do we actively cultivate creative thinking? In professional settings, creativity can be applied by rethinking outdated methods, brainstorming fresh ideas, and driving innovation in organizations. The best workplaces don't just follow trends, they create them. In the classroom, teachers can foster creativity by integrating diverse tools and disciplines, using cinema, music, literature, digital media, and interactive experiences to engage students in creative exploration. Encouraging students to think beyond textbooks and use visual storytelling, hands-on projects, and collaborative problem-solving can transform learning into an exciting and dynamic process. And in social spaces, creativity is a powerful tool for advocacy, awareness, and action. Whether through film, photography, storytelling, or digital campaigns, creative thinkers inspire change and challenge the status quo. At the heart of all of this is a shift in mindset. Creativity isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for growth, progress, and self-discovery. It's about learning to question, to experiment, to take risks, and to see possibilities where others see obstacles.
The next creative skill concerns a topic that defines how the world moves forward: innovation. For Generation Z, innovation isn't just an occasional breakthrough, it's a way of life. This is a generation that grew up immersed in technology, accustomed to constant change, and driven by a desire to improve the world around them. Unlike previous generations that may have had to adapt to digital transformation, Gen Z was born into it. They see innovation as normal, not as an optional extra, but as a necessity for progress. And it's not just about new technology. Innovation is about thinking differently, challenging the status quo, and finding creative solutions to complex problems. It's about improving not just what we do, but how we do it. In education, business, healthcare, sustainability, innovation is at the heart of transformation. For Gen Z teachers, fostering an innovative mindset in their students is key to helping them navigate the future. Traditional approaches to education no longer match the needs of a fast-moving world, where adaptability and creative problem-solving are essential. Teaching innovation isn't about handing students a step-by-step guide, it's about creating an environment where curiosity, experimentation, and risk-taking are encouraged.
So why is innovation so important, not just for students, but for teachers themselves? One of the biggest areas where innovation has impact is economic growth. The most successful economies thrive on innovation, new ideas, new businesses, and new technologies that disrupt outdated industries and create fresh opportunities. Gen Z is already shaping this landscape by embracing entrepreneurship, freelancing, and the gig economy. They aren't waiting for traditional career paths to open up, they're creating their own opportunities, using digital platforms to market skills, connect with global clients, and build businesses from their laptops. But innovation isn't just about business, it's also about solving complex problems. Whether it's developing sustainable solutions for climate change, improving education systems, or finding new ways to deliver healthcare, innovation is what pushes society forward. The ability to think beyond current limitations and develop new models for success is what defines the most impactful changemakers. And then there's the role of innovation in social impact. More than any previous generation, Gen Z is socially conscious. They're not just interested in making money, they want their work to have meaning. They're driving innovation in social enterprises, non-profit organizations, and corporate responsibility initiatives. They're using digital platforms to raise awareness, mobilize action, and develop scalable solutions to social and environmental challenges. For Gen Z teachers, bringing innovation into the classroom is about more than just keeping up with new technology, it's about shaping the mindset of future problem solvers. Traditional education often focuses on memorization and structured learning, but innovation requires experimentation, critical thinking, and adaptability. If teachers themselves aren't encouraged to be innovative in their approach, how can students be expected to think outside the box? One of the most impactful areas where innovation can transform education is in teaching methodologies. Imagine a classroom where students aren't just passive learners, but active participants, where they engage with real-world problems, collaborate on creative projects, and use technology to explore ideas beyond the textbook. This could mean incorporating interactive digital tools, using AI for personalized learning, or creating hands-on experiences that encourage students to think critically and independently.
But while innovation has incredible benefits, it also comes with challenges. One of the biggest barriers is risk aversion. Many students, and even teachers, fear failure. But failure is part of the innovation process. It's how ideas are tested, refined, and improved. Creating a culture where mistakes are seen as opportunities for learning rather than as setbacks is crucial for fostering innovation. Another challenge is resource constraints. Not every teacher or school has access to the latest technology or funding for innovative programs. But innovation isn't just about technology, it's about rethinking existing resources, being creative with what's available, and finding new ways to engage students. Even small shifts in classroom dynamics, teaching methods, and student involvement can lead to significant changes in learning outcomes. There's also resistance to change, not just from educators and institutions, but from the wider system itself. Many education models are still rooted in outdated structures, making it difficult for innovative ideas to be fully implemented. Teachers who want to introduce new ways of learning may encounter skepticism, bureaucracy, or lack of institutional support. But pushing through these barriers is what leads to real progress.
So, how can teachers integrate innovation into their classrooms and professional environments? In the workplace, innovation can streamline processes and improve efficiency, allowing teachers to spend less time on administrative tasks and more time on mentoring and supporting students. Finding new ways to collaborate with peers, redesign lesson plans, and implement digital tools can enhance both teaching and learning experiences. In the classroom, innovation means rethinking the traditional structure. Encouraging students to question assumptions, experiment with different approaches, and take ownership of their learning can help them develop confidence in their ability to innovate. Creative projects, interactive problem solving, and a shift from passive to active learning can create classrooms where students feel engaged, inspired, and motivated to think beyond what's expected. And on a broader level, innovation extends beyond the classroom and into society. Students who are exposed to innovative thinking in school are more likely to engage in initiatives that address social and environmental challenges. Whether it's participating in community projects, designing sustainable solutions, or leveraging digital platforms to drive awareness, an innovation-driven education helps students understand their potential to create change. At its core, innovation isn't about waiting for the future to happen, it's about actively shaping it. For Gen Z teachers, the ability to think innovatively, teach creatively, and inspire students to push boundaries is what will define the future of education.
And now we're focusing on a skill that's more important than ever in our fast-paced, data-driven world: analytical skills. We live in an era of constant information flow. With news, social media updates, academic research, and workplace data bombarding us at all times, knowing how to analyze, evaluate, and make sense of information is crucial. But analytical skills aren't just about crunching numbers or interpreting data, they're about thinking critically, making informed decisions, and solving problems effectively. For Gen Z teachers, analytical skills aren't just an advantage, they're a necessity. The role of educators is no longer just to provide information. Students can Google anything in seconds. Instead, teachers must equip learners with the ability to question, analyze, and interpret that information. In a world where misinformation spreads rapidly, analytical thinking is what helps students distinguish between credible facts and misleading claims. But let's take a step back. What do we mean by analytical skills? At their core, analytical skills involve the ability to break down complex problems, identify patterns, and make data-driven decisions. It's not about blindly accepting information, but evaluating it critically, recognizing biases, and drawing well-reasoned conclusions. Whether in business, science, education, or everyday life, these skills are essential for navigating challenges and making informed choices. One of the most significant applications of analytical skills is data-driven decision-making. Gone are the days when decisions were based solely on intuition. Today, whether in the workplace, academia, or personal life, data plays a huge role in shaping our choices. From analyzing student performance metrics to making business decisions, understanding data helps us identify trends, assess risks, and optimize strategies for better outcomes. Then there's problem solving and innovation. Analytical skills allow us to look at challenges from multiple angles, identify root causes, and develop effective solutions. In fields like technology, healthcare, and education, analytical thinkers are the ones pushing boundaries, optimizing systems, and driving progress. It's not just about solving existing problems, it's about seeing opportunities for improvement and transformation. And when it comes to career advancement, analytical skills are one of the most highly sought-after competencies in today's job market. Employers value individuals who can analyze complex situations, extract meaningful insights, and make data-driven decisions. Whether you're working in business, research, technology, or education, the ability to interpret data and apply critical thinking gives you a competitive edge. But analytical thinking isn't just for the workplace, it's also a powerful tool for personal growth. In an era of misinformation and media manipulation, developing strong analytical skills helps individuals assess the credibility of sources, recognize biases, and make sound judgments based on logic and evidence. Whether evaluating news articles, social media posts, or academic research, the ability to think critically and independently is more important than ever. And let's not forget continuous improvement. Analytical skills allow individuals to track progress, evaluate performance, and refine strategies, whether in personal development, professional growth, or organizational success. By analyzing what works and what doesn't, we can continuously adapt and improve.
But as with any skill, developing analytical thinking comes with its challenges. One of the biggest obstacles is information overload. Generation Z is constantly bombarded with endless streams of data from multiple sources. The challenge isn't just accessing information, it's filtering through the noise to extract meaningful insights. Without strong analytical skills, it's easy to get lost in the sea of information and struggle to make clear, informed decisions. Another challenge is the technical complexity of analytical tools. From data analytics software to research methodologies, learning how to interpret and apply data effectively requires specialized knowledge and practice. Without proper training, many individuals may find these tools intimidating or overwhelming. There's also the issue of confirmation bias. the tendency to seek out and interpret information in a way that confirms our existing beliefs. Analytical thinking requires individuals to step outside their perspectives, question their assumptions, and evaluate evidence objectively, a skill that takes practice and self-awareness. And finally, there are ethical considerations. With access to vast amounts of data comes responsibility. Analytical skills must be paired with ethical awareness, ensuring that data is used responsibly, privacy is respected, and biases are acknowledged and addressed.
So, how can Gen Z teachers apply analytical skills effectively? In the professional environment, analytical thinking is essential for problem-solving, decision-making, and optimizing workflows. Identifying patterns in student performance, evaluating teaching strategies, and using data to enhance learning outcomes are all ways that analytical skills improve education. In the classroom, teachers must go beyond delivering content. They must teach students how to analyze, interpret, and question information. Encouraging critical discussions, using case studies, and incorporating data-driven learning activities can help students develop strong analytical thinking abilities. And in the social environment, analytical skills allow individuals to evaluate social issues, assess the impact of policies, and advocate for evidence-based solutions. Whether analyzing climate change data, economic trends, or public health statistics, analytical thinkers play a crucial role in shaping informed, responsible, and impactful social change. At its core, analytical thinking isn't about knowing all the answers, it's about knowing how to ask the right questions. It's about approaching the world with curiosity, skepticism, and a drive to seek out truth and clarity. In a time when information is everywhere but wisdom is rare, the ability to analyze, evaluate, and think critically is one of the most valuable skills we can develop.
After analytical thinking, we're diving into one of the most powerful skills that fuels learning, innovation, and personal growth. And that is curiosity. Curiosity isn't just about asking questions, it's about the desire to explore, to seek out new knowledge, and to understand the world more deeply. It's what pushes people to go beyond the surface, challenge assumptions, and continuously grow. For Gen Z teachers, curiosity isn't just a skill, it's a mindset that transforms both teaching and learning. Think about the most inspiring teachers you've ever had. Chances are, they weren't just experts in their subject, they were deeply engaged, excited about learning, and always looking for new ways to improve their teaching. That's the power of curiosity. When teachers are curious, they stay adaptable, innovative, and better equipped to support their students in a world that's constantly evolving.
So, why is curiosity so essential for Gen Z educators? First, curiosity helps teachers keep up with rapid technological change. Education today isn't the same as it was 10 or even 5 years ago. New tools, digital platforms, and learning methods are emerging all the time, and teachers who embrace curiosity are the ones who stay ahead of the curve. Instead of seeing new technologies as obstacles, curious teachers see them as opportunities to enhance student engagement and improve learning outcomes. Curiosity also models lifelong learning. When students see their teachers exploring new ideas, asking deep questions, and continuously improving, they internalize the value of learning beyond the classroom. Curious teachers inspire students to become independent thinkers, pushing them to investigate topics that spark their interest rather than just memorizing information for a test. Beyond technology and lifelong learning, curiosity plays a crucial role in creating inclusive and engaging classrooms. Every student learns differently, and the more teachers explore different teaching strategies, cultural perspectives, and learning styles, the better they can meet the diverse needs of their students. Curious teachers don't settle for one-size-fits-all teaching. They are constantly experimenting, adapting, and refining their methods to make education more meaningful for every student. Another key reason curiosity is so important? It fosters critical thinking. A curious classroom is one where students don't just accept information, they question it, analyze it, and dive deeper. When teachers encourage curiosity, they create a learning environment where students feel comfortable challenging ideas, making connections between different subjects, and thinking independently. This skill is especially crucial in today's world, where misinformation spreads easily. Encouraging students to be curious helps them develop the ability to evaluate sources, fact-check claims, and think critically about the information they consume. Curiosity is also the driving force behind adaptability. The education landscape is always shifting, and teachers need to embrace change rather than resist it. A curious mindset allows educators to see challenges as learning opportunities rather than roadblocks. Whether it's navigating new teaching methods, dealing with unexpected classroom dynamics, or adapting to new educational policies, curious teachers approach change with flexibility and resilience. And it doesn't stop in the classroom. Curiosity builds strong professional networks and communities. Teachers who are open to learning from their colleagues, attending conferences, and engaging in professional discussions are more likely to collaborate, share best practices, and create innovative learning experiences for their students. The most successful educators are those who remain open to new perspectives and actively seek out fresh ideas.
But while curiosity has incredible benefits, many Gen Z teachers face challenges in developing and maintaining this skill. One of the biggest barriers is information overload. With the constant flow of news, research, and digital content, it can be overwhelming to know where to focus one's attention. Teachers need to develop the ability to filter out distractions and focus their curiosity on the most valuable and relevant knowledge. Another challenge is risk aversion. Sometimes, the fear of making mistakes or failing in front of students can discourage teachers from trying new approaches. But curiosity thrives in an environment where experimentation is encouraged. Failure isn't something to avoid, it's an opportunity to learn and improve. There's also institutional resistance to change. In many schools, traditional systems and bureaucratic structures can make it difficult for teachers to introduce new methods. But curiosity isn't about breaking rules, it's about finding creative ways to work within or even improve existing structures. It's about asking, how can we do this better, and having the courage to explore solutions.
So, how can curiosity be applied in different aspects of teaching and life? In the professional environment, curiosity is what drives continuous learning, problem solving, and innovation. A curious mindset helps teachers adapt to new teaching techniques, stay updated on educational research, and refine their instructional methods to be more effective. In the classroom, curiosity transforms education into an engaging and dynamic experience. Instead of passively receiving information, students actively explore ideas, conduct research, and take ownership of their learning. Teachers who foster curiosity encourage students to ask deeper questions, connect subjects in unexpected ways, and become lifelong learners. And in the social environment, curiosity enhances relationships, fosters collaboration, and drives community engagement. Curious people build stronger connections with their students, colleagues, and communities because they actively listen, seek to understand different perspectives, and remain open to new ideas. At the heart of it all, curiosity is about never stopping the search for knowledge, never settling for the first answer, and always looking for ways to grow. Whether in the classroom, in professional development, or in personal exploration, a curious mindset leads to innovation, deeper learning, and a more meaningful educational experience for both teachers and students.
In this episode, we're exploring a skill that acts as the backbone of critical thinking, decision-making, and problem-solving. And this is logical thinking. In a world full of complex challenges, rapid technological shifts, and an overwhelming flow of information, being able to analyze situations, break down problems, and make well-reasoned decisions is more important than ever. Logical thinking isn't just about solving math problems or making calculated choices, it's about applying structure and clarity to any situation where reasoning is required. For Gen Z teachers, logical thinking is an essential skill, not just for themselves, but for their students. Today's learners are constantly exposed to a mix of factual information, opinion pieces, and outright misinformation, especially through digital media. Teaching logical thinking isn't just about improving academic performance, it's about helping students navigate the modern world with clarity, skepticism, and confidence.
So, what exactly is logical thinking? At its core, logical thinking is the ability to process information in a structured way. It helps individuals assess situations, identify patterns, and make sound decisions based on evidence rather than emotion or bias. It's what enables us to question assumptions, evaluate arguments, and approach problems with a clear, systematic mindset. One of the most important aspects of logical thinking is decision-making. Every day, we are faced with choices that have long-term consequences, whether it's choosing a career path, managing finances, or deciding how to approach a conflict. Logical thinking helps break down these choices, weigh the pros and cons, and arrive at decisions that are well thought out and based on evidence rather than impulse. Then there's problem solving. Life is full of challenges, and the ability to analyze a problem, pinpoint its root cause, and develop an effective solution is invaluable. Whether it's troubleshooting technical issues, resolving workplace conflicts, or designing new educational strategies, logical thinkers approach challenges methodically and efficiently. Logical thinking also enhances critical thinking, especially in today's digital landscape. We live in an era where misinformation spreads quickly, from fake news to misleading statistics. Developing logical reasoning skills helps individuals question sources, identify biases, and separate facts from fiction. This is especially crucial for Gen Z teachers, who must help students develop the ability to think independently and evaluate information critically. But logical thinking isn't just about cold, calculated reasoning, it also plays a key role in creativity and innovation. While creativity often involves big, abstract ideas, logical thinking helps refine those ideas, evaluate their feasibility, and transform them into real-world solutions. The most successful innovators, whether in technology, business, or education, combine imagination with logical analysis, ensuring that their ideas are both visionary and practical. Another area where logical thinking is essential is communication and persuasion. Being able to articulate ideas clearly, present well-structured arguments, and persuade others using logic and reasoning is a crucial skill in both professional and personal settings. Whether writing a research paper, leading a classroom discussion, or advocating for a cause, logical thinking enables individuals to support their arguments with evidence and communicate their ideas effectively.
However, despite its many benefits, developing logical thinking skills isn't always easy. One of the biggest challenges is information overload. Generation Z is constantly exposed to an overwhelming amount of content from news, social media, and online discussions. The challenge isn't finding information, it's filtering through the noise, identifying what's relevant, and analyzing it critically. Another challenge is cognitive bias. Even the most logical thinkers are susceptible to biases like confirmation bias, where we tend to seek out information that supports our existing beliefs, or availability bias, where we base decisions on information that is most readily available rather than the most accurate. Overcoming these biases requires awareness, self-reflection, and a willingness to challenge one's own thinking. There's also the issue of emotional decision-making. While emotions are an essential part of human experience, they can sometimes cloud judgment, leading to impulsive or irrational choices. Logical thinking helps balance emotion with reason, ensuring that decisions are not just reactive, but well-considered and aligned with long-term goals. And of course, navigating complexity and uncertainty is another major challenge. Some problems don't have clear-cut answers, and logical thinking requires the ability to break down ambiguity, analyze different perspectives, and make the best possible decision with the available information.
So, how can Gen Z teachers apply logical thinking in different areas of life? In the professional environment, logical thinking is essential for problem solving, identifying root causes of issues, and making data-driven decisions. Whether it's developing better teaching strategies, resolving conflicts with students or colleagues, or optimizing classroom management, logical thinking enables teachers to approach challenges with clarity and efficiency. In the classroom, logical thinking is crucial for developing students' critical thinking skills. By encouraging students to ask questions, evaluate evidence, and think systematically, teachers help them build the ability to make reasoned judgments and solve problems independently. Activities like debates, case studies, and logic puzzles can all help strengthen students' logical reasoning abilities. And in social environments, logical thinking plays a major role in driving positive social impact. From analyzing the causes of social issues to designing effective policies and advocating for change, logical reasoning is a key tool for making informed, impactful decisions. Those who apply logic to real-world challenges are the ones who create meaningful solutions that drive progress. At its core, logical thinking isn't just about making better decisions, it's about understanding the world in a more structured, insightful way. It helps us navigate uncertainty, solve problems with confidence, and communicate ideas with clarity. In a world full of complexity and misinformation, logical thinking is one of the most valuable skills we can develop for ourselves, for our students, and for society as a whole.
After logical thinking, we're exploring a skill that can truly transform the way we interact, teach, and grow: open-mindedness. We hear this term a lot, but what does it really mean? At its core, open-mindedness is the ability to remain receptive to new ideas, perspectives, and possibilities. It's about being willing to listen, reconsider, and embrace change, even when it challenges our existing beliefs or habits. In a world that's constantly evolving, open-mindedness is what allows us to learn, adapt, and thrive, both personally and professionally. For Gen Z teachers, open-mindedness isn't just a nice-to-have quality, it's essential for effective teaching in today's diverse, technology-driven, and rapidly changing educational landscape. Let's explore why.
One of the most immediate reasons open-mindedness is crucial for educators is the increasing diversity of classrooms. Today's students come from a wide range of cultural, socioeconomic, and personal backgrounds. They bring different perspectives, learning styles, and life experiences into the classroom. An open-minded teacher doesn't just acknowledge these differences, they embrace them. They seek to understand their students on a deeper level, adapting their teaching approaches to be more inclusive, fair, and supportive for every learner. Beyond diversity, open-mindedness is also critical for adapting to technological advancements. Education has changed dramatically in just the last decade, with online learning, AI-powered tools, and interactive digital platforms becoming increasingly integrated into teaching. A closed mindset might resist these changes, seeing them as distractions or complications. But an open-minded educator sees technology as an opportunity to enhance engagement, personalize learning experiences, and make education more accessible. And it's not just about technology, teaching itself is evolving. Gone are the days when education was a one-size-fits-all process. Innovative teaching methods are reshaping classrooms, emphasizing active learning, student-led discussions, and interdisciplinary approaches. Open-minded teachers explore new ways of teaching, experiment with creative strategies, and continuously refine their methods to better serve their students. Another major advantage of open-mindedness is its role in collaborative learning. Teaching isn't a solitary profession. Great educators engage with colleagues, exchange ideas, and build learning communities. An open mind allows teachers to learn from one another, adopt best practices, and create an environment of continuous professional growth. The most forward-thinking schools and educators are those who embrace collaboration rather than isolating themselves in outdated routines. But open-mindedness isn't just about accepting new ideas, it's also about being willing to reconsider our own perspectives and biases. Whether we realize it or not, we all carry unconscious biases, preconceived notions that shape how we see the world and interact with others. Recognizing these biases and working to overcome them is a critical part of being an inclusive, fair, and effective teacher. Open-minded educators actively reflect on their assumptions, challenge stereotypes, and foster a culture of respect and equity in their classrooms. And let's talk about problem solving. Teaching is full of challenges, behavioral issues, curriculum changes, adapting lessons for different learning abilities. An open-minded approach allows teachers to explore multiple solutions, seek input from colleagues, and adapt to the needs of their students more effectively. Instead of being stuck in rigid ways of thinking, open-minded teachers view challenges as opportunities to innovate and grow. Of course, open-mindedness also helps build stronger relationships, not just with students, but also with parents, colleagues, and administrators. When teachers listen actively, respect different viewpoints, and remain open to constructive feedback, they create a culture of trust and cooperation. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything, but it does mean engaging in meaningful dialogue, considering alternative perspectives, and making informed decisions.
However, while open-mindedness has incredible benefits, developing this skill isn't always easy. One major challenge is resistance to change. Education systems are often structured around tradition, and some schools or educators may be reluctant to adopt new approaches. Open-minded teachers may find themselves facing pushback when introducing innovative ideas, and navigating this resistance requires patience, flexibility, and strong communication skills. Another obstacle is time constraints. Teachers are juggling lesson planning, grading, administrative work, and classroom management. Finding time to explore new teaching methods, stay updated on the latest research, and engage in continuous learning can feel overwhelming. But even small efforts, such as attending a workshop, joining a discussion group, or experimenting with a new classroom strategy, can make a big difference. There's also the challenge of managing diverse perspectives. In an open-minded classroom, students are encouraged to express their views and engage in discussions, but this can sometimes lead to sensitive or conflicting viewpoints. Teachers must develop strong facilitation skills to ensure that all voices are heard while maintaining a respectful and constructive learning environment.
So, how does open-mindedness apply in different aspects of teaching and life? In the professional environment, open-minded teachers are more adaptable, more creative, and better problem solvers. They are willing to listen to feedback, embrace collaboration, and continuously refine their skills. This not only benefits their own professional development, but also contributes to a more positive and dynamic workplace culture. In the classroom, open-mindedness fosters inclusivity, engagement, and critical thinking. It allows teachers to meet the diverse needs of their students, creating a learning space where all perspectives are valued and all students feel seen and heard. It also encourages curiosity, motivating students to question assumptions, explore different viewpoints, and develop independent thinking skills. And in social environments, open-mindedness helps build stronger relationships, better communication, and a more connected community. Whether in personal interactions, professional networks, or civic engagement, open-minded individuals navigate differences with respect, empathy, and a willingness to learn from others. At its core, open-mindedness isn't about abandoning your own beliefs. It's about being willing to grow, to adapt, and to consider new perspectives with curiosity and respect. The most effective teachers are not just those who deliver knowledge, but those who inspire students to think for themselves, embrace diversity, and approach the world with an open and inquisitive mind.
Another skill that fuels creativity, problem-solving, and collaboration, brainstorming. At its core, brainstorming is the process of generating and exploring ideas freely, without judgment or limitation. It's about unlocking creative potential, thinking outside the box, and allowing ideas to build and evolve through collaboration. For Gen Z teachers, this skill is a game-changer in education, professional development, and beyond. Brainstorming is more than just coming up with ideas, it's a structured way of thinking that enables innovation, teamwork, and decision-making. In a world that demands flexibility and creative problem-solving, mastering brainstorming can make the difference between sticking with the status quo and breaking new ground.
So, why is brainstorming such an essential skill for Gen Z educators? One of its biggest advantages is idea generation. Every classroom, workplace, or project presents challenges that require fresh solutions. Whether it's developing new lesson plans, creating more engaging learning experiences, or tackling school-wide initiatives, brainstorming helps teachers explore a wide range of possibilities before settling on the best approach. By encouraging open and uninhibited thinking, brainstorming fosters originality and innovation, something every educator should aim for in their practice. But brainstorming isn't just about ideas, it's also an incredibly effective problem-solving tool. Challenges in education rarely have one-size-fits-all solutions. Classroom dynamics, curriculum design, and student engagement all require adaptable strategies. Brainstorming allows teachers to break problems into smaller components, explore different perspectives, and identify creative, workable solutions. It encourages risk-taking and experimentation, both of which are crucial for growth and learning. Another key benefit of brainstorming is its role in teamwork and collaboration. In today's world, working in diverse, interdisciplinary teams is the norm. Whether teachers are collaborating with colleagues, students, or administrators, brainstorming creates a shared space where ideas can flourish. Instead of hierarchical, top-down decision-making, brainstorming allows for collective input and creativity, strengthening team dynamics and shared problem-solving efforts. Brainstorming is also essential for informed decision-making. In a world overflowing with information, making the right choice isn't always straightforward. Brainstorming allows individuals and teams to consider multiple perspectives, evaluate pros and cons, and weigh different possibilities before reaching a conclusion. It ensures that decisions aren't made impulsively but are instead well thought out, strategic, and aligned with long-term goals. Beyond that, brainstorming fosters a culture of innovation. The best ideas often don't come fully formed, they develop over time, through discussion, refinement, and collaboration. Creating an open, idea-driven environment where students and teachers alike feel comfortable sharing, questioning, and refining ideas leads to continuous improvement and long-term innovation.
But while brainstorming has clear benefits, it also comes with challenges. One common pitfall is groupthink, when a group prioritizes agreement over originality, leading to a lack of truly innovative ideas. In brainstorming sessions, it's crucial to encourage independent thinking and ensure that all voices are heard. Creating a space where unconventional ideas are welcomed can prevent conformity and allow for more dynamic and diverse ideas to emerge. Another challenge, especially for Gen Z, is digital distraction. While virtual brainstorming sessions can be powerful, they come with the challenge of maintaining focus. Multitasking, constant notifications, and digital fatigue can weaken engagement and hinder creative flow. To combat this, it's important to set boundaries for digital interactions and ensure that brainstorming sessions, whether in person or online, are structured and focused. There's also the issue of hierarchy and power dynamics. In traditional settings, some individuals hesitate to share ideas because they feel intimidated by more experienced colleagues or fear judgment. A truly successful brainstorming session levels the playing field, making sure all contributions are valued equally. Leaders and educators should strive to create an environment where every voice matters and every idea is worth exploring. Finally, while technology can enhance brainstorming, over-reliance on digital tools can sometimes limit organic creativity. Sometimes the best ideas emerge not through structured online forums, but through spontaneous, face-to-face discussions. Striking a balance between digital collaboration and real-world interaction is key to harnessing the full potential of brainstorming.
So, how can brainstorming be applied effectively in different settings? In the professional environment, brainstorming helps teachers generate new ideas, refine teaching methods, and find creative solutions to challenges. Whether it's collaborating on curriculum design, planning school-wide initiatives, or developing professional development strategies, brainstorming encourages innovative thinking and teamwork. In the classroom, brainstorming empowers students to think critically and creatively. Encouraging students to generate ideas, refine each other's thoughts, and explore different perspectives not only enhances their learning experience but also teaches them how to collaborate and problem solve. A simple classroom brainstorming session, whether on a whiteboard, a shared digital document, or through discussion groups, can spark engagement, curiosity, and deep learning. And in the social environment, brainstorming plays a major role in community engagement and social change. Whether tackling local challenges, organizing events, or addressing social and environmental issues, brainstorming helps individuals and teams develop impactful initiatives. The best community-driven solutions often come not from one person, but from a group of people working together, bouncing ideas off each other, and refining their approach. At its heart, brainstorming is about creating a space where ideas are allowed to grow, evolve, and transform. It's about breaking through limitations, thinking differently, and embracing the creative potential within each of us. Whether in education, business, or activism, brainstorming is the foundation of progress and innovation.
The last skill in the creative skills cluster is a skill that can open doors, create opportunities, and shape careers: networking. When people hear the word networking, they often think of formal business meetings, awkward small talk, or handing out business cards at events. But networking is so much more than that. It's about building genuine connections, learning from others, and creating opportunities for growth. For Gen Z teachers, networking is essential, not just for career advancement, but also for collaboration, mentorship, and professional development. It's not just about who you know, it's about how you engage, learn, and contribute to your professional community.
So, why is networking so important, and how can Gen Z teachers use it to their advantage? First and foremost, networking is a career accelerator. The reality is, many of the best job opportunities aren't publicly advertised, they exist within professional networks. When teachers build strong connections with colleagues, administrators, and educational leaders, they gain access to insider knowledge about new job openings, training programs, and leadership roles. A well-established network can fast-track career progression and provide invaluable guidance along the way. But networking isn't just about finding the next job, it's also about sharing and gaining knowledge. Education is constantly evolving, with new teaching methods, technological advancements, and policy changes emerging all the time. Connecting with other educators, whether online, in professional communities, or at conferences, keeps teachers informed and inspired. Through networking, teachers can exchange best practices, discuss challenges, and stay updated on industry trends. Another key benefit of networking is opportunity identification. Whether it's collaborating on a research project, participating in a teaching exchange program, or starting an educational initiative, networking helps teachers discover opportunities they might not have considered otherwise. By being connected, teachers are more likely to hear about grants, partnerships, and innovative programs that align with their interests and career goals. And then there's professional support. Teaching can be a challenging profession, filled with high workloads, student behavior challenges, and evolving expectations. A strong professional network provides encouragement, mentorship, and emotional support, helping teachers navigate career transitions, overcome obstacles, and stay motivated. Having a support system of experienced educators can make a world of difference, especially for new teachers entering the field. Networking also plays a role in personal branding. Whether in person or online, networking helps teachers establish a professional presence. A strong network amplifies credibility, increases visibility, and highlights expertise. Sharing insights, engaging in discussions, and contributing to professional conversations can position teachers as thought leaders in their field, opening the door to new roles, speaking engagements, and leadership opportunities.
But despite its many benefits, networking can be challenging, especially for Gen Z teachers who may face unique obstacles in developing this skill. One common challenge is digital overload. With endless networking opportunities available online, LinkedIn, professional forums, webinars, social media groups, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Instead of trying to be everywhere at once, the key is to prioritize quality over quantity. Building a few strong, meaningful connections is far more valuable than collecting hundreds of superficial contacts. Another obstacle is imposter syndrome. Many young professionals experience self-doubt when connecting with experienced educators or leaders in the field. Thoughts like, "Do I really belong in this space?" or "What do I have to offer?" can hold people back from initiating conversations and forming valuable connections. The truth is, everyone has something to contribute, whether it's a fresh perspective, a new teaching method, or a unique skill set. Networking isn't just about getting, it's also about giving. There's also networking anxiety. Not everyone is comfortable initiating conversations, speaking in large groups, or approaching strangers at events. For those who find in-person networking intimidating, starting with one-on-one conversations, online connections, or structured networking events can make the process easier. Over time, confidence builds and networking becomes more natural. And of course, there's the issue of time constraints. Teachers are already juggling lesson planning, grading, administrative work, and personal responsibilities. Finding time for networking can feel like just another task to add to an already full plate. But networking doesn't have to be time-consuming. Small actions, engaging in a discussion thread, attending a short online seminar, or having a quick coffee chat with a colleague, can make a big impact over time.
So, how can networking be applied effectively in different aspects of teaching and life? In the professional environment, networking should be intentional and relationship-driven. It's about building real connections, following up regularly, and showing genuine interest in others. This could mean engaging with colleagues in different departments, attending professional development events, or joining online educator communities. The key is not just to connect, but to engage, asking questions, offering insights, and contributing value. In the classroom, networking isn't just for teachers, it's a skill that can be taught to students as well. Encouraging students to exchange ideas, collaborate on projects, and learn from one another helps them develop communication skills and expand their own networks. Classroom discussions, peer mentoring, and collaborative learning activities mirror real-world networking dynamics. And when it comes to social impact, networking is a powerful tool for creating change. Whether working with community organizations, partnering with advocacy groups, or collaborating with industry professionals, teachers can leverage their networks to drive social initiatives, fund educational programs, and support student opportunities. Many of the most impactful social movements and educational reforms started with a conversation between the right people at the right time. At its core, networking isn't about building a list of contacts, it's about building relationships. It's about learning, growing, and contributing. Whether online or in person, networking is what connects people, ideas, and opportunities, shaping not just careers, but entire industries and communities. That's it for the third cluster of the most important skills of the Teaching Gen Z, the Essential Guide. If you found this chapter helpful, share it with a fellow educator, and stay tuned for the next episode as we continue our journey into the skills that shape great teachers, in that case, interpersonal skills. Until then, keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading.